If you vote in favor of Morocco, press Morocco bid. If you vote in favor of the joint or united bid, press united bid. If you don't want to select any of the bid and not press none of the bid, if you want to abstain, meaning you don't want to vote, please don't touch your e-voting system. And the vote starts now. You have 15 seconds. Don't forget to submit. Vote closed. Now let's wait for the results. The results are ready, and I'm giving back the floor to FIFA president to announce the winning bidder.
Thank you very much, Secretary General. So we have a winner for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The member associations of Canada, Mexico and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Thank you.
U.S. Soccer President Carlos Scudero said it was an incredible honor to be entrusted with this privilege.
Sorry, it's a bit emotional for us today. On behalf of our united bid, Canada, Mexico, and my country, the United States, thank you so, so very much for this incredible honor. Thank you for entrusting us with this privilege, the privilege of hosting the FIFA World Cup in 2026. We want to convey our appreciation as well to the FIFA administration and your staff, President Infantino, especially the task force, who worked so hard over this entire process. Let us also salute our friends from Morocco. At the end of the day, we are all united in football. That's the spirit of the World Cup. The beautiful game transcends borders and cultures. Football today is the only victor. And in that spirit, we wish our Russian hosts and all the teams competing here this month the very best of luck. Thank you all again very much.
You heard U.S. Soccer President Carlos Scudero. Now let's do some analysis on this story. And joining us on the line is sports analyst George Latti. Hello, George.
Hello, Agatha. How are you?
Very well. But so, George, if you could speak up for us, what does this loss mean to Morocco and Africa as a whole?
It's very, very sad when it comes to Africa. You know, we've been trying as much as we can to, you know, get hold of the World Cup for some time now. South Africa being the host, the first, you know, host of the World Cup when it comes to Africa. Now, Morocco's bid, you know, had it gone through, it could have been another very important, you know, victory for Africa. And for Morocco personally, this has been her fifth bid to host the FIFA World Cup after, you know, trying it unsuccessfully in 1994, 98, 2006, and 2010. Well, is just unfortunate. Now, Morocco has still gone through, could have been the second Arab and Muslim country after the 2022 host of the tournament, that's Qatar. It is just unfortunate. It is just unfortunate for Morocco and Africa as a whole. And, of course, also it could have been the first time in the northern part of Africa if Morocco had gone through. You know, Morocco received a last minute boost when, you know, some of the U.S. territories were virtually not allowed to vote, and they decided to, you know, sit aside. But it was just unfortunate, the three-pronged attack coming from North America, that's comprising of Canada, and then Mexico and the United States of America had to go through. You know, Morocco posted a very huge booster to FIFA in terms of, you know, even telling FIFA that there was going to be a $5 billion, you know, profit for FIFA sitting on the table, which was, of course, more bigger than half of the three countries comprising of Mexico, America, and then the other country that Canada put together. But, you know, it's just unfortunate. Now, one may ask why Morocco lost out. It goes along with so many things. It doesn't just come in that easy. You just don't put countries in the cup and then toss them around. It goes a very long way. That's why it starts this way. That's a new strategy and consultation phase. That is one of the strategies. And that started way back between May 2016 and May 2017. And then came June 2017 and then December 2017. And that's the enhanced phases for bid presentation. And then came June, March 2018, I should say, and then between March 2018 and June 2018, that's a bid evaluation. And then June 2018, that's what we saw yesterday, happens to be the final decision. Well, it's gone to the North American candidate, but of course, it is just unfair for Africa.
George, how about infrastructure? Would it have contributed in any way to their loss?
Yeah, Morocco has lots and lots of infrastructure, if I should put it that way. Morocco has been able to, you know, host big time competitions. Talk of the under 23 World Cup. Morocco has been there. If you talk of the 1988, if I'm right, Morocco was able to host the African Cup of Nations, plus some other very, very important tournament that Morocco has down her belt. You can also talk of the 2014 FIFA Club World Cup. It was hosted over there. 2013 FIFA Club World Cup again, and then another event, that's the African Under 17 Championships, also in 2013. And then you can also make mention of our 1997 African Youth Championships, not forgetting the 2018 Africa Nations Championships. So that's what we term as CHAN. So Morocco, if you talk of its infrastructure, Morocco can boast of a lot and lots of our infrastructure, including very magnificent stadia that Morocco can use to at least host the World Cup competition. You could also take a look at their bid venues. They have a lot. In terms of stadia, one must be able to at least have a stadium that accommodate about 20,000 to 80,000 in terms of capacity. Morocco can boost of that. And then, of course, a whole lot. Morocco has established infrastructure that can make a major candidate in hosting the World Cup.
And briefly, would you say Anas's expose on corruption in football in Africa also contributed to this? I mean, Kwesi Nyantachi was supposed to have been there.
Well, Ghana's absence also dealt a big blow to Morocco's bid, because Ghana, are in arms, or Ghana is in arms with Morocco in terms of voting for Morocco. But she was absent due to the Anas expose, and that was a very big blow for Morocco. But all said and done, I mean, we all know corruption in African football did not start from Nyantachi's doorstep. It's been there for a very, very long while. And that is what is, hampering some of our beats in terms of, the hosting of the World Cup. But even over there in Europe and beyond, even North Africa, there is still corruption in football. But for Africa, at times, it is just too heavy. And that's why it's a point. It could also be a point for Morocco losing a bit, but not a major point.
If it's the fifth time Morocco is bidding, is it good or perfect to say that Morocco is destined never to host a World Cup?
I wouldn't say that. They are rich. Morocco is a rich kingdom. And I know they will push forward again. They will definitely push forward. Five times doesn't mean it's all over. I know Morocco has a very... they really want to host it, so I have a strong belief that she's going to push again. And I think probably the same time Morocco could successfully be given the right to host the World Cup.
And briefly, tell us about how Radio Ghana is covering the World Cup in Russia.
Right, thank you very much. We'll be taking our listeners through an amazing collection of our 32 matches out of the 64 matches. And commentary is going to reach the length and reach our listeners who are dotted across the length and breadth of the country. Our regional stations will be hooking up to Radio Ghana, that's Unique FM, starting from tomorrow 2 p.m. And of course, the whole country will be set ablaze with nothing else but a pure unadulterated commentary, not what I term as a neck vein commentary, or let me say, excuse my words, afternoon madness. We are going to take you through pure commentary together with myself and my team of commentators. Expect nothing from us but pure commentary, reaching you from every nook and cranny of the Republic of Ghana, because all of our regional stations will be hooking up to Unique FM starting from tomorrow right through to the end of the Russia World Cup.
Many thanks, George. We are grateful. George Latte, says sports commentator with the GBC.